Curiously, though, environmentalists also describe Native American history as embodying precisely the opposite lesson, how to live in a spiritual balance with nature. Bookstore shelves groan beneath the weight of titles like Sacred Ecology, Guardians of the Earth, Mother Earth Spirituality, and Indigenous Traditions and Ecology, the Interbeing of Cosmology and Community. So strongly endorsed is this view of Native Americans that checklists exist to judge whether books correctly depict their environmental values. The Native Culture's Authenticity Guideline, for instance, assesses the portrayal of the five great values shared by all the major Native cultures, including, one assumes, the Maya, one of which is getting along with nature, respecting the sacred natural harmony of and with nature. To be historically accurate, according to the guidelines, major Native cultures must be shown displaying a proper reverence for the gift of life. Indians as poster children for eco-catastrophe, Indians as green role models. The two images contradict each other less than they seem. Both are variants of Holmberg's mistake, the idea that Indians were suspended in time, touching nothing, and untouched themselves, like ghostly presences on the landscape. The first two sections of this program were devoted to two different ways that researchers have recently repudiated this perspective. I showed that they have raised their estimates of indigenous populations in 1492 and their reasons for it, and then why most researchers now believe that Indian societies have been here longer than had been imagined and grew more complex and technologically accomplished than previously thought. In this section, I treat another facet of Holmberg's mistake, the idea that Native cultures did not or could not control their environment. The view that Indians left no footprint on the land is an obvious example. That they marched heedlessly to tragedy is a subtler one. Both depict indigenous people as passively accepting whatever is meted out to them, whether it is the fruits of undisturbed ecosystems or the punishment for altering them. Native Americans' interactions with their environments were as diverse as Native Americans themselves, but they were always the product of a specific historical process. Occasionally, researchers can detail that process with some precision, as in the case of the Maya. More often, one can see only the outlines of history, as in the reconfiguration of the eastern half of the United States. These two paradigmatic examples are the subjects I turn to now. In both, Indians worked on a very large scale, transforming huge swaths of the landscape for their own ends. Sifting through the evidence, it is apparent that many, though not all Indians, were superbly active land managers. They did not live lightly on the land. And they do have lessons to teach us, but they are not what are commonly supposed.